大家早上好。
It is my pleasure and privilege to be back with you again.
我很荣幸再次来到你们当中。
Always good to be with my brothers and sisters in Christ.
在基督里的兄弟姐妹里，让我很高兴。
Before I share the message this morning, I want to talk to you about a new development in our district.
在今天正道之前，我想为你们分享一下我们在宣道会里的新的发展。
We have started a school called Pathways School of Ministry.
我们开始了一个新的学校，叫路途事工学院。
And I am recruiting new workers, men and women of all ages, to be equipped for mission, for Christ's mission.
我们也在宣召更多的人来为神的事工而工劳作。
In 1881, our founder, A.B. Simpson, began, developed a culture of leader development to train men and women for mission.
在1818年，我们宣道会的兴起人宣信博士，他点燃了一个运动。
The training that he began, which is now NIAC University.
他开始一个装备属灵的男士和女士的运动。
Began as a one-year program.
这个培训呢，在那时候是一年的时间。
It was highly practical as students participated in missional work.
一方面课程很实用，因为学生会参加在传播福音的工作当中。
And it was highly academic as students were taught courses dealing with the Bible.
另一方面学术课程的学术性很强，因为学生们也要学习关于圣经的一切。
The only qualification for entry into the school was that they had given up all for Christ and his work meant all to them.
而录取的唯一条件就是他们已经为基督放弃了一切，而基督的工作对他们来说意味着一切。
Today we have a need to recreate that culture of leader development.
而今天我们有一个重建这样训练中心的一个需求。
And to prepare men and women to go forth as workers into the neglected fields of mission.
就是一个专门负责装备童工，预备他们去荒废的福音田里劳作的地方。
Our mission as a district is we long to be an alliance of people and churches developing one another into the deeper life for mission.
我们这个区的使命就是我们渴望成为一个由人和教会组成的同盟，我们相互造就，并且使我们在生命中更深刻地经历福音。
Jesus said the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field.
耶稣讲到，要收的庄稼多，做工的人少，所以你们当求庄稼的主打发工人出去收他的庄稼。
This is just as true today.
今天这句话同样有效。
There are many opportunities for mission, but there are few workers to send.
传福音的机会很多，但做这个工的人却很少。
To fulfill our mission, we need urban ministry workers and chaplains, community pastors and new venture leaders.
去成就这件事情，我们需要很多福音的工作者，比如专项的牧师、社区的牧师、拓展事工的领队。
We need counselors. We need cross-cultural workers and international workers, teachers and marketplace workers.
我们还需要辅导员、跨文化工作者、国际工作者、教师，还有市场里的工作者。
And so we have developed this new school called Pathways School of Ministry.
所以我们创建了这所新的学校，名叫途径。
Pathways is accredited through our educational partnerships with McMaster Divinity College, Emmanuel Bible College, Rocky Mountain Bible College, and Crown College in Minnesota.
途径这所学校获得了麦克马斯特神学院以及马内以马内利圣经学院、洛基山圣经学院以及皇冠学院的认可。
The Pathways Program meets the requirements for licensing in the Christian Missionary Alliance.
并且这家学院满足了宣道会对持证的特别要求。
Our training program is flexible, modular, practical, and affordable.
途径的这个课程呢是很灵活性很高，还是模块化，并且实用，而且学费合理。
The Pathways curriculum consists of 7 academic courses plus 3 field education courses.
这里面包含了7门课堂教学和3门实践课。
2 of the courses are Christ-centered, which are ministering the fourfold gospel and prayer and the practice of ministry.
其中两门课，它的topic就是以基督为中心传讲四重福音和施工中的祷告与实践。
2 courses are focused on spirit empowerment, the baptism of the Spirit, and spiritual formation.
另外两堂课讲的是从圣灵中得力，圣灵的施洗以及圣灵魂的造就。
And 2 courses are mission-focused and include missional theology and disciple-making.
还有两节课专注于宣教，关于宣教的神学，门徒培养的。
The 7th course is cultivating leaders in ministry.
第7堂课是培养宣教的领头人。
And then there are 3 ministry formation courses that are included as practical apprenticeship.
并且还有3堂是我们刚才所说的实践和学习。
Our Pathway School of Ministry is very, very much an alliance training.
途径这所学校主要是面对宣道会的一种培训。
It has been endorsed by our president, our Reverend Dr. David Hearn.
也受到我们宣道会主席的赞赏。
And our president has written, I have been blessed to be in a position of not only watching the development of pathways, but also to participate as a ministry coach to one of the students.
他写道，神不光让我见证了途径的发展，还能作为一名学生的施工教练。
And let me tell you, he writes, it has been exciting.
他继续写道说，让我这样说吧，这真令人兴奋。
Pathways provides academic credit, hands-on ministry experience, and alliance distinctive teaching and development to people in our churches who are answering or discerning a call to serve.
途径的课程提供正规的学分、实践的经验和宣道会特有的教导和成长路程，专门为那些回应呼召或聆听辨别中的人。
Pathways has gained the support of the National Ministry Center as a great place for Alliance students and leaders to be trained.
途径也获得了国家施工中心的认可。
So my question this morning to you is, has God been prompting or calling you to be equipped for ministry?
所以我今早想问你的问题就是神有没有在呼召你去进入到施工当中。
In Isaiah chapter 6 and verse 8, it says, Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? And I said, Here am I, send me.
在以赛亚书6章8节说道，我又听见主的声音说，我可以差遣谁呢？谁可以为我们去呢？我说，我在这里，请差遣我。
If God has been prompting you to be equipped and trained for ministry, or someone you know, then please have them contact us.
如果神正在呼召你，或者 是呼召你一个你认识的人，请让他们联系我。
You can check out the Pathways program or apply In fact, at cmapathways.com.
你可以在这个上面的网站上 cmapathways.com 来申请。
So this morning, the title of my message this morning is Experiencing Christ.
今天我正道题目是经历基督。
Part of our Christian Missionary Alliance values is deeper life for mission.
在我们的宣道会当中有一个价值观，其中一个就是更深的生命和使命。
The question is, what is meant by deeper life?
所以我有一个问题，更深的生命是什么意思呢？
A.W. Tozer wrote, the deeper life is deeper only because the average Christian life is tragically shallow.
陶恕曾经写过，更深的生命之所以称为更深，是因为普通的基督徒灵命悲惨的肤浅。
The shallow Christian life is characterized by little faith and little prayer.
浅薄的基督徒，他的特征几乎没有信心。
It's characterized by a self-serving lifestyle, a love for the pleasures of this world, and an absence of the Spirit's power.
他过着一个自私自利的生活，他热爱这个世界中的享受，并且缺乏圣灵的能力。
Whereas the deeper Christian life is characterized by an enlarged faith and effective prayer.
而基督徒的生命越深，它的特点就是信心越大。
It's characterized by a death to self and evidences of the Spirit's power.
它的特征也有自我的死亡和圣灵在它身上证明的能力。
But the deeper Christian life is the fruit of a deeper experience with Christ.
而更深层次作为一个基督徒的生命是它显现的是一种因为信耶稣而结的果实。
To experience something by definition means to encounter it firsthand.
这是一个切身经历耶稣的过程，而经历的意思就是亲自的遇到他。
It means to see it and touch it, to hear it and feel it, and be impacted by it.
去看到它，听到它，感受它，并且在情感上体会它。
And so it is with Christ. Christianity is not one of many religions that people choose to identify with. Christianity is essentially experiencing the person and the presence of Christ.
所以说作为一名基督徒，不是说我们听说过他，而是我们亲自的在我们的生命中经历过他的存在。
So my text this morning is taken from 1 John chapter 1, verses 1 to 4.
今天我们选的经文来自于约翰一书第一章一到四节。
That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at with our hands, or which we have looked at and our hands have touched, this we proclaim concerning the word of life.
论到从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的。
The life appeared, we have seen it, and testify to it, and we proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and has appeared to us.
这生命已经显现出来，我们也看见过，现在又做见证，将原与父同在，且显现于我们那永远的生命传给你们。
We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may experience it along with us.
我们将所看见、所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。
This experience with the Father and with His Son Jesus Christ, we write this to make our joy complete.
我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的，我们将这些话写给你们，使你们的喜乐充足。
What John is saying here is, we are sharing with you what we have experienced firsthand of a relationship with Christ.
所以约翰在这里跟你说, 我在和你分享的是我们自己亲身所经历过的。
And we are sharing it with you with the hope that you will experience Christ yourself.
而我之所以和你分享这个经历，是因为我也希望你能亲自的有自己这样一个经历。
The important questions that we need to ask ourselves, therefore, are, have I experienced Christ, and am I experiencing Him still?
所以我们有两个非常重要的问题需要问自己，一是我经历过基督吗？ 第二个是我还在经历基督吗？
The new birth is a regeneration experience.
重生是一个重新来过的经历。
In John chapter 3, Jesus has a conversation with a Pharisee by the name of Nicodemus.
在约翰三章他
And Jesus says to Nicodemus, I tell you the truth, unless you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God.
耶稣回答这个人说，我实实在在的告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
What do you mean, exclaimed Nicodemus, how can an old man go back into his mother's womb and be born again?
尼克迪姆回答说，人已经老了，如何能重生呢？岂能再进母腹生出来吗？
And Jesus replied, I assure you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and the Spirit.
耶稣又回答说，我实实在在告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。
Humans can reproduce only human life, but the Holy Spirit gives birth to spiritual life.
人只能哺育在世间的生命，而圣灵能哺育在神国的生命。
So don't be surprised when I say you must be born again.
从肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。
The wind blows wherever it wants, just as you can hear the wind but can't tell where it comes from or where it is going, so you can't explain how people are born of the Spirit.
我说你们必须重生，不要以为稀奇。风随着意思吹，你听见风的响声，却不晓得从哪里来，往哪里去。凡从圣灵生的也是如此。
Just as natural birth is an experience, so also spiritual birth is an experience.
在人世间我们生育的时候是一种经历，而通过圣灵所重生的这种方式也是一种经历。
In the beginning, God created Adam and Eve to be like Him, a Trinity.
在一开始的时候，神创造了亚达。 和夏娃就像他自己一样，也是一个三位一体的。We
were created to be a body, a soul, and a spirit.
我们被造的时候有一个身体，有一个灵魂，还有一个灵。But
God warned Adam and Eve not to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, for in the day that they eat it, they will surely die.
神又警告亚当和夏娃说，千万不要从分辨善恶上的树吃它的果子，因为你吃的那一日子，你必定死。We
know that they disobeyed God and they ate of the fruit, and in that day they did die.
我们知道他们违反了神的教训，并且他们吃了那果子上的。 果实，而且当他们吃的时候，他们确实死了。Their
body didn't die, their soul didn't die, but their spirit did die.
他们的身体没有死，他们的魂没有死，但他们的灵确实的死了。Therefore,
everyone who is born of the flesh is born spiritually dead.
所以每一个 靠肉身出生的人，他们的灵都是死的。
Which is why the Apostle Paul writes in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 1, As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions.
所以在以弗所书第二章第一节讲到，保罗在这里讲到，你们死在过犯罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来。
Just read first. That's good. Therefore, because we are born spiritually dead, Jesus is saying, you must be born again.
因为我们自生来灵就是死的，所以耶稣才教导我们说，你们的灵必须重生。
Salvation is a regeneration experience.
救赎是一个重新成长的经历。
But what Jesus is saying in verse 8 is like the wind, you can't see it, and you can't explain it, but you do experience it.
所以在第八节回到刚才我们读的经文，耶稣在说，就像风一样，你看不见它，也解释不清楚，但是你相信它，因为你经历过，感受过它的存在。
I was born and raised in a Christian home.
我自小在一个基督徒家庭长大。
I attended Sunday school and church with my family.
我和家人一同参加教会和学习神。
I learned about Jesus.
我学习了关于耶稣的事情。
But at age 9, the Christ I knew about, I experienced firsthand.
但当我九岁的时候，我了解的耶稣，我亲自在九岁时候经历了他。
I invited him to come and live in me.
我并且邀请他活在我的当中。
I was made alive that day.
那一天我活过来了。
I was touched by his presence and impacted emotionally by his spirit.
他的同在触动了我，并且在情感上我被他的灵所触动。
John Wesley writes in his journal about a similar experience.
约翰卫斯理他在自己的日记中写道。
He wrote,In the evening, I went very unwillingly to a society in Aldersgate Street, where one was reading Luther's preface to the Epistle to the Romans.
在晚上，我很不情愿地去一个在奥尔德斯盖特街的一个社团，应该是英国，在那里有人正读路德对罗马书信的序言。
About a quarter to nine, while he was describing the change which God works in the heart through faith in Christ, I felt my heart strangely warmed.
在八点四十五分左右，当这人描述到神通过人对基督的信仰而在人心中所做的改变时，我感到我的心一起的温暖。
I felt I did trust in Christ, Christ alone for salvation.
我感觉我确实信靠基督，唯独信靠基督才能得救。
And an assurance was given me that he had taken away my sins, even mine, and saved me from the law of sin and death.
我也获得了从他而来的保证，他已经除掉我的罪，对，就是我的罪。救我脱离罪和死的律法。
To know Christ is to experience Him for yourself.
认识耶稣的意思就是你亲自的经历过他。
There's a story in John chapter 4 where Jesus is speaking to a Samaritan woman at the well.
在约翰福音第四章，耶稣遇见了一个撒玛利亚妇人。
Listen to what he says. The woman said, I know the Messiah is coming, the one who is called Christ. When he comes, he will explain everything to us.
这个妇人说，我知道弥赛亚就是那称为基督的要来，他来了，并将一切的事都告诉我们。
Then Jesus told her, I am the Messiah.
耶稣回应他说，这和你说话的就是他。
And then down in verse 39, it says, Many Samaritans from the village believed in Jesus because the woman had said, He told me everything I did.
在第39节，那城里有好些撒玛利亚人信了耶稣，因为那妇人做见证说，他将我素来所行的一切事都给我说出来了。
When they came out to see him, they begged him to stay in their village. So he stayed for 2 days, long enough for many more to hear his message and believe.
于是撒玛利亚人来见耶稣，求他在他们那里住下，他便在那里住了两天，因耶稣的话，信的人就更多了。
Then they said to the woman, Now we believe.Not just because of what you told us, but because we have heard him ourselves. Now we know that he is indeed the Savior of the world.
便对妇人说，现在我们信，不是因为你的话，是我们亲自听见了，知道这是真的是救世主。
My point this morning, brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我今天想跟你分享的信息
is that you can know about Jesus. You can read about his life and his exploits.
就是你可以了解耶稣，读他的生平，还有学习一些注解。
Like me, you can grow up in a Christian home.
你可以像我一样在一个基督徒家庭里面长大。
You can even study.And agree with his teachings.
你可以学习他的教导，并且认同他的教导。
You can identify with the Christian religion.
你可以参与基督徒的这个宗教。
But until you have experienced Christ for yourself, you cannot know him, and you cannot enter the kingdom of God.
但在你经历耶稣基督之前，你不会认识他，你也进不了他的国。
In this story that we just read,
在我们刚才所读的这个故事里面,
it is clear that the Samaritan woman knew about Jesus, the Messiah would come.
我们很清楚地意识到这个撒玛利亚的妇人,她知道关于耶稣的传说,她也知道耶稣会来。
But then she experienced Christ for herself.
但她自己遇见了基督。
The Samaritans believed in Jesus then because of her testimony.
而他的撒玛利亚邻居们因为这个女人的见证而相信了耶稣。
But then they experienced Christ for themselves.
然而这些人又自己亲自经历了基督。
And the key statement in this passage is verse 42.Now we believe not just because of what you told us, but because we have heard him ourselves.
而这里的重点就是这些人所说的，现在我们信不是因为你的话，是我们亲自听见了，知道这真是救世主。
Why is what I am saying today so important?
为什么我今天和你们分享的话这么重要呢？
And why preach this message to you today?
为什么今天我要讲这篇正道呢？
Because many people identify with the Christian religion and they believe in the legend of Jesus.
因为很多人认同基督教并且相信关于耶稣的传说。
A legend, by definition, is a famous person who is known for doing something extremely well.
在英文里面，传说同时也是一个传奇人物的意思，它形容一个以作为非常出色而被广为人知的人。
And there are many legends throughout history.
而在我们人的历史当中，也有很多传奇人物。
Confucius, I believe, was a legend.
孔夫子，我相信他是一个传奇性人物。
King Henry VIII was a legend.
亨利第八世，他也是一个传奇人物。
Shakespeare is a legend.
莎士比亚也是一个传奇性人物。
Even Elvis Presley is a legend.
包括猫王，他也是一个传奇性人物。
There are many people who believe in those people as a legend and follow their teaching or follow their music.
有很多我们在心目中认为可敬或者他们做过伟大事的人，我们喜欢去学习他们。
And my point is, there are many who profess to be Christians today.Who believe in the legend of Jesus?
我想跟你们说的意思就是，今天那些所开口称他们自己认识耶稣的人，大都是他们相信关于耶稣的传奇。
But they have never experienced him for themselves.
可他们自己并没有经历过耶稣基督。
This is especially true of our young people.
这对我们很多年轻来说尤其正确。
Many of our young people have been Christianized, but have not experienced the born again experience, the rebirth.
很多年轻人被基督化，但没有经历过新生。
They have grown up in the church, they have gone to Sunday school, they have learned the Bible stories, they know the language.
他们从小就学习耶稣，去和 一群同龄人去参加教会的活动，他们知道这个语言，但 不知道它的内涵。
But that doesn't mean that they have been born again.
也就是说，他们并没有经历过灵力的重生。
A few years ago, I read an article in the Evangelical Fellowship magazine.
前些年我在一个属灵的杂志里面读了到一篇文章。
The article was entitled Hemorrhaging Faith.
它的文章的题目叫信心的漏血。
And the writer wrote, Many who have grown up in church are no longer strongly engaged by the time they reach their adult years.
这篇文章里写到，许多在教会中长大的人到成年时就不再积极的参与。
Only one in three Canadian young adults who attended church weekly as a child still do so today.
如今没有，每周只有大概三分之一的加拿大年轻成人仍然像幼时那样每周参加教会。
Of the young adults who no longer attend church, halfhave also stopped identifying themselves with the Christian tradition in which they were raised.
而那些不再参加教会的年轻成年人当中，他们有一半也不再认同自己成长过程中的基督教传统。
The question is why?
所以我想问大家，我想问为什么？
The writer suggested the reason is because the church has become irrelevant.
这个作者他提议说，是不是现今的教会已经没有意义了？
I don't believe that to be true.
我不相信他说的是对的。
I believe it's because many of these young people are growing up in the church and being Christianized, but they don't know Jesus as their Savior.
我认为很多年轻人他们在教会里成长，他们被基督化，但是并没有亲自经历过基督。
Throughout my ministry life, I have done a lot of counseling.
在我的基督生命当中，我常常是一位辅导员。
And I've had the experience of counseling many young adults that have grown up in the church.
我在这个过程中也常常去作为那些从小就在 基督教会里长大的人身上啊，我做他们的辅导。
And in many cases, when I ask them if they can explain to me what it means to be born again, they cannot give me a clear answer.
常常当我问他们跟我解释一下重生是什么意思的时候，他们无法回答。
I have led many of these young adults in their 20s and early 30s to faith in Jesus for the first time in their lives.
这些二十和三十岁的年轻人当中，我常常的去这样让他们亲自的面临这个话题。
One was a young man in his early 30s who had graduated from Bible school.
其中有一位年轻人，他是刚从圣经学校毕业的，他三十多岁。
He had grown up in the church. He had learned the language and he believed in Jesus, but he had never been born again.
他在教会从小就长大，他学习了这个教会所有的话，语言方式，但是他从来没有重生。
So my question to you this morning is, can you say, like the Samaritans, now I believe, not just because of what others told me, but because I've experienced him myself?
所以我今天对你们的问题就是，你们能像这些撒玛利亚人一样说，现在我们信不是因为你的话，是我们亲自听见了，知道这真是救世主。
Do you believe just because of what your pastor has told you, or what your Sunday school teacher, or your parents have told you, or have you experienced Christ personally?
你相信只是因为你的牧师这样跟你说，你的青年教师跟你这样说，你的父母自幼就跟你这样说，还是因为你亲自经历了他？
Jesus made it very clear to Nicodemus, and he makes it very clear to us.Unless we are born again, we cannot enter the kingdom of God.
耶稣明明白白地跟尼哥德姆说到，除非你认识我，在我的里面，你否则你不能进我的国。
Experiencing Christ is both an event and a daily practice of life.
经历基督是一个特别的事件，也是每日的坚持。
I meet many Christians today that had an experience once upon a time with Jesus.
我常常遇到一位基督徒，他会说，在某天某个过去，我经历过耶稣。
But their experience with Jesus is not fresh, not current, not today.
但他的经历是陈旧的，他不是一个常常重复的一件事情。
Christianity is not a set of religious duties and regulations to be kept.
基督教不是一套教宗义务和法规。
It's not an intellectual argument.
它也不是基于某种理智的分析。
True Christianity is faith in a relationship.
真正的基督教是对关系的信仰。
Not a relationship with your Bible.Or with your denomination.
这关系不是与圣经或者与你的宗派。
Not even a relationship with one another.
甚至不是彼此的关系。
It is essentially a relationship with Jesus Christ.
而是只是一个与基督耶稣的关系。
In John chapter 15, Jesus talks about this enduring experience.
在约翰十五章，耶稣讲到这个比喻。
He says, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener."
他说我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。
He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful.
凡属我不结果子的枝子，他就剪去。凡结果子的，他就修理干净，使枝子结果子更多。
You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, as I also remain in you.
现在你们因我讲给你们的道已经干净了，你们要常在我里面，我也常在你们里面。
No branch can bear fruit by itself; it must remain in the vine.
枝子若不常在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。
Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me.
你们若不常在我里面，也是这样。
I am the vine; you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing.
我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。常在我里面的，我也常在他里面，这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
This is the abiding relationship of experiencing Jesus.
这是我们常在基督里面的这种关系的描述。
So let me close with these questions again.
所以让我再次问你们同样的问题。
Have you experienced Christ for yourself?
你经历过耶稣吗?
How do you know Christ today?
你今天是怎么认识耶稣的?
Do you know him by the testimony of others or by the testimony of your own experience?
你是通过其他人的见证和解释来认识他的,还是你个人的经历来认识他的?
Is your faith in the legend of Jesus or in the personal experience of Jesus?
你的信心是基于耶稣所做过的那些传奇事件，还是因为你真的认识他，他也认识你？
If you have not experienced Christ for yourself, you can today.
如果你从来没有经历过耶稣，你今天可以经历他。
Jesus said, "Ask, and you will receive."
耶稣说，求他，他必回应。
He said, "Anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love him, and will come to them and make our home with them."
耶稣说，人若爱我，就必遵守我的道，我父也必爱他。并且我们要到他那里去，与他同住。
And are you experiencing Christ still?
第二个问题就是，你还在经历耶稣吗？
How have you experienced Jesus lately?
你最近是怎么经历他的？
Have you heard his voice or seen him working in your life or the life of others?
你听到了他的声音吗？还是你看到了他在你生活中和其他人生活中所做的工？
Have you been touched by his presence and empowered by his spirit?
你有没有被他的同在所感动和被他的圣灵所认可？
A.W. Tozer wrote this prayer for the deeper life, and I'd like to close by reading it to you.
陶树在这里他写过这个祷告文。
This is my prayer, and I hope this morning that it is your prayer as well.
这也是我的祷告，今早我也希望它成为你的祷告。
Oh God, I have tasted your goodness, and it has both satisfied me and made me thirsty for more.
神啊，我尝了你的恩惠，既饱足了我，又使我渴求更多。
I am painfully conscious of my need for further grace.
我痛苦地意识到我需要更多的恩典。
I am ashamed of my lack of desire.
我为自己的不追求而感到羞愧。
O God, the Triune God, I want to want you.
神啊，三位一体的神，我想去追求你。
I long to be filled with longing.
我渴慕被渴慕你充满。
I thirst to be made more thirsty still.
我渴望更多的渴望。
Show me your glory, I pray, so that I may know you indeed.
把你的荣耀显现在我的面前。
Begin in mercy a new work of love within me.
在我的祷告中，让我真实地见到你。
Say to my soul, "Rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away."
从你的怜悯中赐予我一个富有爱的心声，对我的灵魂说，我的佳偶，起身跟随我。
Then give me grace to rise and follow you up from this misty lowland where I have wandered so long.
并赐我恩典，叫我起来，并跟随你，远离这使我漂泊许久、雾气蒙蒙的低地。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
愿神祝福你。